This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Just a reminder right at the top, you're going to hear that emergency alert beep, beep, tomorrow on your iPhone. It's the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Federal Communications Commission. They're doing that test of the national emergency alert systems. Speaking of emergencies and alerts, we have no Speaker of the House. Yes, it is true. The biggie on the day, the House is in chaos after Kevin McCarthy got the boot. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope it's not as tricky in your world. It is tricky for the Republicans. They're scrambling to figure out a plan. McCarthy said he won't run for Speaker again and slammed all the hardliners who removed him. Matt Gaetz, namely, is the one who was gunning for him right from the start. But it was tricky for him to become the Speaker in the first place. It just took the one vote, the one I'm saying you're gone, Kevin McCarthy, that is. You're gone, Kevin McCarthy. And that was it. So see you, Kev. The moment the House voted to oust him as Speaker, it was quiet as a mouse. And then they went nuts. So eight Republicans voted to say goodbye to McCarthy as the House Speaker. Like I said, Gaetz had no problem, the congressman from Florida, getting it done. I'm kind of surprised. I don't know that I thought that was going to happen. When he initially took over as Speaker of the House, I thought it was kind of shaky, some of what the agreement was, so that it would be very easy to remove someone, and figuring, well, he's the prime target. And so, sure enough, he was the prime target. It was the fact that, especially with Gaetz, he wasn't happy with the compromises that McCarthy made to put the Band-Aid over the problem of what are we going to do with this whole government shutdown. So the vote in the House of Representatives on the motion to vacate, 216-10, says razor-thin majority in the House, and a Democratic conference united against him. He needed the support of nearly all of his party's members to keep the gavel. Again, that was the agreement, how he got in the first place. So he's history, and now it's unclear who's going to replace the California Republican. And Republican Congressman Patrick McHenry of North Carolina was named Speaker in the interim. Fun fact, Patrick McHenry, the congressman from North Carolina, has been a guest on this show. It's been a while, but we had some pretty interesting conversations. And he definitely has found a home among his constituents. I don't know that that's a gavel that he wants to keep, but I think it's smart for him to grab onto it here in the moment, as it is really, really chaotic in trying to figure out now what happens. You know, this is the only time this has happened in history. There almost was a time when John Boehner was going to be removed, but that didn't happen. So there was gasps on the floor. There was somebody who yelled out, "Now what?" And it's one of those moments we're on the cusp of, well, you got to figure it out now and figure out who is going to step into that spot. Congressman Bob Good from Virginia, one of the rebels, if you want to call him that, said, "We need a Speaker who's going to fight for something, anything besides just staying or becoming Speaker." Congressman Tom Cole, Republican from Oklahoma, who is the well-liked chairman of the Rules and Administration Committee, pleaded with those that were doing this, that are they willing to plunge the body into chaos in this country, into uncertainty? And then Gaetz said, "Chaos is Speaker McCarthy. Chaos is somebody who we cannot trust their word." And that's him. And then you had Congressman Tom McClintock from California, warning of a paralyzed House, saying Democrats will revel in Republican dysfunction and the public will rightly be repulsed, foreseeing grave danger to the country. He prayed, "Dear God, grant us the wisdom to see it." And so we'll see what we see, but for now, there is no Speaker of the House. The interim, which of course is Patrick McHenry, and what happens in the future, we don't know. You got a crystal ball, you got a magic eight ball, shake it up. I did that before I jumped on the air and it said, ask again later. Donald Trump wanted to ask, and instead he was hit with a limited gag order after he publicly attacked the integrity of a court official during the second day of his bank fraud trial. So the judge said personal attacks on members of my court staff are unacceptable, not appropriate, and the trial goes on. The gag order capped a day where the former president and his allies pushed for the dismissal of his fraud trial and the cancellation of future Republican presidential debates, but failed to accomplish either goal. So that didn't happen. Trump told reporters, this case should be dismissed. This is not a case. He has sat through 2 days of this. He sat at the defense table for a second straight day, and it continued and just rolled on. During testimony from one of Trump's former accountants, the judge repeatedly overruled the Trump team's continuous objections that the alleged offenses took place too long ago beyond the state statute of limitations. All right, so on the other front, which, by the way, the former president, Trump's going to testify in this fraud trial. That will happen on Wednesday. So you can bet there already is massive coverage, but there'll be massive coverage times massive more. In the meantime, the Republican National Committee pushed forward with plans for another Republican debate. I mean, I knew this was happening. You knew this was happening. I just didn't know what the date would be. November 8th in Miami. This all despite the calls from the Trump campaign to shut it down and just unify behind the former president. That's what Trump's team is saying. In a joint statement, Trump's senior advisors said the RNC should end all future debates in order to refocus its manpower and money on defeating Democrats in 2024. What do you think? Let's have an unofficial poll. Send me your thoughts. Should the Republicans stop with the farcical debates, knowing that Trump is blowing everyone out when you read the tea leaves? So what's happening here with these debates? Or does it matter? Because what if there is somebody else that's coming up around the corner? What about the future? Is it important to know how some of these other candidates stand on the issues? So the unofficial poll is open. Just tell me what you think. Up or down on Republican debates? Go to kate@katelaneyradio.com. Click on contact, and we'll let that poll roll out for the next couple of days. So again, the RNC is moving forward. November 8th in Miami. That is the next one. And they're not canceling. They're just going to keep on going. Coming up on this show at the tail end of the hour, Nail the Score, the game of the week in the NFL. Ooh, it's a good one. You can call in or you can send in a guess through the miracle of email. And as long as it's in that final segment of the hour, you are eligible to nail the score. And if you just play, there's going to be a drawing for 3 gift cards at the end of the year. Shark attacks next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Yeah, this time around, the sharks are circling, not just on Wall Street and not just with mortgage rates, but in the waters off California and Hawaii. So let's start with what happened in California. A swimmer is missing following reports of a shark attack off a popular California beach. I know this area, it's off Point Reyes National Seashore. It happened at about 10:40 in the morning on Sunday. A shark bit a man who was swimming and pulled him under. Other swimmers at Wildcat Beach at the southern edge of Point Reyes saw a large pool of blood in the water. Three men were swimming about 25 to 50 yards offshore at the time. So they searched, of course, for the missing swimmer, and it's continuing. At this point, it's continuing. The U.S. Coast Guard, firefighters, National Park Service Rangers, they were doing the search thing. On Tuesday, they said the search had shifted to an effort just to find and recover the man's body. He's believed to be in his 50s. It's not your typical kind of attack because it creates complications when, guess what, you can't find somebody in the water. So this area is about, to give you an idea in your mind of where's this area, it's about 40 miles northwest of San Francisco. And, you know, we keep hearing the same thing. Shark attacks are extremely rare. Yes, when you add up the numbers, you have a better chance of getting in a car accident and being injured on your way to the beach than when you're in the beach and you go swimming. But it is creepy when you hear about shark attacks, right? And then you hear, well, what do you do if a shark's, well, if you're swimming and a great white or some other shark bites you, that's it. I mean, especially if you're by yourself. And that's unclear. Was there space between him and the swimmers? I think there was, but they were close enough that they saw blood, right? So once the blood is in the water, that's the thing. But just for the sake of telling you this, somebody told me this today. Well, you know what you do? You maintain eye contact with the shark. You read its body language. If the shark is in attack mode, you make yourself as large as possible. And if it seems to just be swimming by, just try to stay small. If the shark attacks, you shouldn't play dead. What? So these are all these things that would be in your mind to try to keep calm, do this. I'm going to make myself bigger in one way. I'm going to make myself smaller in another way. I mean, I know this is helpful in a sense, right? This is what people who understand sharks tell you. You got to keep the animal in sight is what I think you have to do. And you got to try to swim backwards and get into the shallowest water you can get into. But if you're not, if you're deeper out there, I think that would be super tough to be able to do this. All right, the other shark attack happened also in a place that I'm very familiar with, Paiea. That's the name of the place, and it's a cool place, actually, in Maui. Lots of people surf in this area. So they've got warning signs that are up. There was a weird, scary shark encounter off those waters. This one happened around 1 o'clock in the afternoon at Tavares Beach. And check this out, 3 to 4 feet of water. But the key thing here is there was limited clarity because of the high surf. So a woman was surfing, and this, they think, maybe 12-foot Galapagos shark bit her board. And when it bit the board, she flew into the air. There were some people that actually saw it. She landed on the shark, which then bit through her leash. This is what you have attached to your surfboard. She was able to get back on the board and swim to shore with only minor scrapes. So they immediately scurried and put up the signs and told people no swimming. Shark sighted, no swimming, no swimming. Yikes. I think that's a pretty scary one. When people, especially in Hawaii and California and certain areas, Florida, parts of Florida, when they surf, though, it's not necessarily that it's in their mind that that's going to happen, but there is the possibility of attracting sharks, and depending on the time of day. But this was 1 o'clock in the afternoon. That's not typically what you worry about. Mortgage rates. We worry about mortgage rates, don't we? More than sharks. Mortgage rates are getting closer to 8%. Wow, we haven't said 8% in a very long time. Excuse me. The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage rose to 7.72%. And, of course, that follows the yield on the 10-year Treasury, which has been climbing this week. Really tough, boy, to want to get a house at that rate. I mean, the possibility of a rate over 8%. Or at 8%, all of those numbers are terrible. Higher rates have crushed affordability. So that hits new and existing home sales. Builders, though, are benefiting from the tight supply of existing homes for sale because higher mortgage rates are a major concern now. So builder sentiment is a little bit into negative territory for the first time in months because they had been benefiting from the tight supply. But now, just to kind of put this in perspective for you, I'll just throw out a number. For a borrower that has to purchase, is wanting to purchase a $400,000 home with 20% down on a 30-year fixed loan, the monthly payment is about $930 more than it was when rates were at 3% during the height of the pandemic. And you start to add that up, and that is tight, right? That's just too high, I think, for too many people to have it that, excuse me, to have it that high is too much. Then we've got the stocks plunging, right? So the Dow loses more than 400 points and goes negative, excuse me, for 2023 as those interest rates that I was talking about spike. So 400 points. The 30-year stock index closed on the day 33,000 point. The S&P slid 1.37%. That's the lowest level we've seen since June during the session. So, you know, everything dropped across the board. So kind of a bummer kind of day on a Tuesday heading into hump day. Not what people want to see. That's for sure. Because again, then you run into that wall of when are you retiring? You know, how much were you able to scrimp? Maybe you're lucky enough to work for a company that matches and you have a 401k. You know how that whole thing just goes round and round and round and round, over and over and over again. Here's something I think, besides mortgage rates and what you're paying and being stuck and not being able to buy a house or whatever it might be, here's something we can all relate to. San Francisco could ban right-hand turns on red. You know, I'm so used to that whole right on red, right on red, right on red. I mean, every place I've lived, of course, and it's made the traffic flow nicely. So San Francisco is saying, you know, this is the second largest city in the country to adopt the traffic rule. They're saying that it could make, the supporters are saying, it could make the roads safer for bicyclists and pedestrians and encourage more people to walk and cut down on the number of serious injuries in car accidents. Because what one of the San Francisco supervisors said, at least in that city, is allowing turns on red results in deaths, injuries, and these collisions, as well as cars blocking or driving through crosswalks, making it more dangerous and stressful to cross the street. So those pushing for pedestrian safety applaud it and say the number of, you know, saying that the proposed law could have a significant effect on reducing the people who are getting hit by cars. And then there are other places that are talking about the same thing. New York is one that already has done it. L.A. is so car-centric that they're saying in L.A. that if you try to do it there, people would think it was the end of the world. Like, what are you talking about? There's just no way we're going to do that. But, you know, San Francisco a couple of years ago banned right-hand turns on red in about 50 intersections in a popular neighborhood. It's called the Tenderloin neighborhood. And then there's the conversation about could this be something that even other cities adopt depending on, you know, the numbers of deaths of people crossing. So in San Francisco, the city in 2022, for example, 39 traffic deaths, 20 pedestrians killed, the highest number of fatalities in 15 years. All right, like I said, coming up at the tail end of the hour, nail the score. So you want to get ready for that. Coming up next, we got the doc in the house.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. He's Speaker of the House no more.
Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy has been ousted.
The yeas are 216. The nays are 210. The office of Speaker of the House of the United States House of Representatives is hereby declared vacant.
The motion to remove him, initiated by Representative Matt Gaetz, gained support from a few Republicans and Democrats. After the vote, Gates said Louisiana Representative Steve Scalise would be a good replacement.
I would give him the deference to be able to decide whether or not he'd like to put himself forward as a candidate, but he'd be the type of person that I could see myself supporting.
This marks the first time in U.S. history a speaker has been voted out. I'm John Schaefer.
A national emergency alert test is set for tomorrow about 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time. Dave Collins, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Season, and Hispanic adults and children are more likely to be hospitalized. Did you know that from the flu and RSV than white adults and children? Dr. Laura Perron joins us. She's a member of the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials and the Deputy Cabinet Secretary for the New Mexico Department of Health. Ooh, New Mexico. I used to live in Albuquerque. I love New Mexico. So, Doc, thanks for coming on.
Of course. Thanks so much. Love Albuquerque, too.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Oh, it's great. I love it. So tell us about what I just said there. Why are so many Hispanic Americans choosing not to vaccinate is what I'm assuming themselves or their children. What's behind that?
I think there's a few reasons. Sometimes people can't easily go to the doctor. They may have had bad experiences with the healthcare system, which leads to mistrust and make people hesitant to get the vaccine. And then people might have myths or misinformation about the vaccine that kind of then spreads. And then some people are afraid of immigration issues. So really what we've been trying to do is make sure we provide information in Spanish, talk to community leaders, trusted people, make vaccines easier for people to get, while just really trying to provide accurate information to help individuals make informed decisions about the vaccination.
Well, and then that's the other thing, which, you know, there's, especially during the height of the pandemic, there was such a tug of war over it. But how can vaccines protect adults from the flu, COVID-19, and RSV? Because that is the million-dollar question.
Yes, that is a million-dollar question. The main way that we're protecting people is that really vaccines are like a training session for your immune system, and allows your body to then combat the virus. It really protects you. They're safe, they're effective, they're really our best defense right now against, you know, really the flu, the COVID, and even our RSV. And a lot of people say, well, I got the vaccine and I still got sick with COVID or flu. But what we try to tell people is, yes, it's not supposed to prevent you totally from getting it. It prevents you from getting really severe symptoms. It prevents you from hospitalizations and death. And it's really our best way to protect ourselves and our loved ones from getting very, very sick from COVID and flu this winter.
Yeah. How bad is RSV? I think a lot of people don't know that much about it.
Right. RSV, you can get really, really sick. It's a virus that basically has led to more than 50,000 hospitalizations in children and adults. And it does cause flu-like symptoms in adults, but it can be very dangerous and almost even fatal for infants and older adults. And we're really excited because this is the first year that the RSV vaccine is available for older adults. And also, we have monoclonal antibody vaccine for children. So this is a exciting time for us because this is the first year we have vaccine for all three of the most common respiratory viruses.
Yeah. As a doctor, is this the worst that you've seen it? You know, with people and attitudes and, oh, geez, you know, this is why it's important. Is this the worst you've seen it in your career?
You know, I think that we are seeing more of a backlash against vaccines, and the data does show that, you know, there are fewer people that sometimes that's spilling over into children's vaccines, like people not vaccinating their children. So I think it's just, we need to just keep on sharing the message that, you know, the vaccines are safe and effective. You can get that this year. You know, you can go to vaccines.gov and find your vaccine, find more information. But really, that's what we're trying to do. Give people the information they need to make informed decisions about their health and how to protect themselves this winter.
Oh, I like that. That's the hashtag, informed decisions. So what is the best way to stay up to date on vaccines?
Well, the best way to stay up to date on vaccines this year is to just remember that everything is a clean slate now with COVID. A lot of people ask, like, oh, I got my fifth vaccine or my sixth vaccine. It's not about the numbers anymore. It's COVID is turning into like the flu vaccine, where every year we develop a vaccine that addresses the variants that are circulating in the population. And so right now we have an updated COVID vaccine that everybody should get that'll protect you from the COVID variants that are around this winter. And everyone 6 months and up can get that. That's the same as the flu. You can get them at the same time. And then if you're older than 6 years old or you're a baby, you can get the RSV vaccine and get an additional protection this winter.
Yeah, you said this before, but where can we go to learn more?
Oh, yes. Okay. Go to vaccines.gov. Same thing. You can schedule your appointment there. You can learn more about the vaccine. It like dispels myths. So like, yes, so people can have good information, because sometimes, you know, people go to different websites that may not have all the clear information that vaccines.gov has.
Thanks, Dr. Perrin. Thanks so much for coming on.
Okay. Thank you.
We move from For Your Health to a mini version of what's happening in the world of sports as we get closer to Nail the Score in our next segment, the game of the week in the NFL. I'll pick it, and it's your chance to jump on and give a guess. Just say what team you think's going to win and what do you think the final score is going to be. That call-in number is 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Easy to remember, or send me an email, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Well, they were the Susan Lucci team of Major League Baseball. That would be the Minnesota Twins. Susan Lucci, popular soap opera star, who waited for a very long time to finally win an Emmy. 18 years is a long time. Royce Lewis, his two homers helped the Twins snap that 18-game playoff skid with a 3-1 win over the Blue Jays in the AL wild card race. So Minnesota now up, obviously, one zip. If they win the next game, they close it out and move on. It was that kind of a day, strange day for different reasons. The Rangers ripped the Rays in front of a sparse home crowd in St. Petersburg, Florida, 4-0. Jordan Montgomery was exceptional in the way that he pitched for the Texas Rangers. I mean, he was unhittable. And then the Rays were sloppy. They had 4 errors in that AL wild card series opener, so they dropped the first one. The next one is tomorrow afternoon. Will they stave off elimination, or do the Rangers leave Florida with a victory? There's a good chance of that. Hey, all you Arizona fans, how about the D-backs? The Diamondbacks beating the Brewers 6-3 in an NL wild card game 1. So now they pick up that handy first game. They are a resilient group. Somebody described them that way, and I thought, oh, that's exactly what I would say they are. That's exactly how they played this game. They got the hits when they needed it, and they stuck in there, and then they won. At one point, you know, you're staring down the barrel of a 3-3 tie. The Philadelphia Phillies had their way with the Fish. They filleted them 4-1 in that NL wild card. So this was in front of a wild Philly crowd that was pumped up. And Bryce Harper, he blew through a stop sign to score for the Phillies. So that was huge because he was looking for that opening. Zach Wheeler got the win. He pitched very, very well. And then they'll play their next game tomorrow and see if they can just move on from there, too. This is those short series, best of 3 in the wild card race. So pretty exciting baseball. That's to me when baseball is at its best. Kind of like hoop. You get into the playoffs, and it's just a much different. It's just a much different feel in what's happening there, right? All right. In the world of the NFL, there's a couple of things that are happening. One thing I thought that was very, very sad is this story about the small plane crash that killed former NFL tight end Russ Francis and another man at an Adirondack Mountains airport. It happened apparently when the plane lost power, because now they investigated it. It took off from the Lake Placid Airport on Sunday afternoon, the single-engine Cessna, and the plane started to have problems. It has 2 steering columns. They turned around in an attempt to land, but they couldn't do it. The engine lost power. So they were going toward the runway, but the plane hit a berm at the end of the runway and fell about 30 feet into a ravine. So, you know, that was it, sadly. And you have to go back, and I looked up some things on Russ Francis, but he was a Patriots first-round draft pick in 75. He played in New England until 80, and then he joined the San Francisco 49ers in 1982, and he was part of the 84 team that beat Miami in the Super Bowl. And so he then bounced back to New England for a final year and retired after that. But he was a very popular guy in and around the game, even well after he retired. It's a really sad story to hear that, and hear what the cause of that that was too, as well. Then you have the Aaron Rodgers story, and Aaron Rodgers is saying that he's going to be back. He's saying he's getting after it, and he thinks he's going to be back after week 7 as the quarterback of the Jets. He's going to his rehab program in California this week. Then he comes back to New Jersey permanently after the Jets' week 7 bye. I like how he said that. I'm just attacking this plan as hard as I can. You know, a typical recovery is 6 to 9 months. It is possible 4 to 5, and he is Aaron Rodgers. Nail the score coming up.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. behind-the-scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney Fan Page on Facebook, Kate Delaney Fan Page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter, at Kate S. Delaney, at Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Well, first off, last week, nobody nailed the score. Wow, everybody picked the Saints. We were all duped, and we went with the Saints. I mean, that's how the NFL is, right? It looked good on paper, but it just didn't play out that way. So nobody won. The Buccaneers won big, 26-9. They picked up their third win, so they're 3-1 on the season. Derek Carr was fuming, the quarterback for the Saints afterwards. He said, no more. We're not going to play like this. This is it. This is where it all starts. We could not have a game like we had today. That's good. Sometimes when you get fired up, things turn around. But that doesn't help anyone that tried to nail the score. So this week, the game is what I think could be a really great game on Sunday night. It's the 49ers hosting the Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys coming off of a nice win. And you look at their defense. It was back in this last game. And probably just in the nick of time, ready to do what they have to be able to try to do against the 49ers. When you look at Brock Purdy and Christian McCaffrey, he's just a scoring machine. He was like the right cog to fit into that 49ers system on the ground, that's for sure. So the 49ers are favored by 4. The over-under, the total points on the game, 45. So it's a Sunday night game, kicks at 8:20 Eastern. Cowboys and the 49ers. If you want to level a guess, you can call us at 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE, or send me an email, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. As always, we have Pete with us. Pete, what do you think is going to happen in this one?
24-21 49ers is what's going to happen this weekend.
24-21 Niners. Well, then that's a heck of a game. That's close. You're right. It could come down to that.
It's going to be a heck of a game.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it's a great game.
He's a machine.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Yeah, that's the best move ever by Lynch, by John Lynch. The best. Yeah. All right, so we'll see. We'll see what Dallas can do. We'll see what happens with the if Dallas wins that, that's big.
That's
for
it.
For them. And, I mean, that's huge. That's more than a confidence builder. All right, so Pete, we got your guests back to the bunker for you, and thank you as always. So, Pete, picking the Niners 24-21. It is so much about McCaffrey and the Dallas defense. I've watched all three of Dallas's games I've watched. And, you know, you think about what happened with the Cardinals, how putrid they were, and the defense was not happy. It was something you weren't used to seeing that, right? They were really upset. So it was a much different story in the next game last week. It was way different what we saw. And, boy, just what they were able to do. And will they be able to do the same thing? It's different. Patriots are a different team than the 49ers. I think what summed up their huge win against the Patriots, though, was Leighton Vander Esch picking up the loose ball and scoring. I mean, just all kinds of things happened that were wild in that game. So they're going to have their best dominant defense to be able to do whatever they can to stop the push of the different weapons, by the way, that Brock has, including Christian McCaffrey, but not limited to Christian McCaffrey. So that's the thing. You know, there's so many moves that Brock Purdy can go to, and Mr. Irrelevant has been very relevant himself in how he's really clicking in this offense. So, Jeremy Paulson, you have the floor. What do you think happens here?
Well, first, I'm surprised that Pete's going against his own team. Yeah, I always go for the Vikings. That's my team. But I think 49ers are going to win. Yeah, it's definitely Run CMC. I loved him when he was with the Panthers. Purdy, he's a really good game manager. Like, nothing pretty, but good defense, good time management. 49ers are going to win
27-21. All right, Jeremy going for the Niners as well. He does bring up an interesting question. When you pick a team, can you pick against your team? And I think it depends. If you are truly gambling, you do pick against your team because if you really believe they're going to lose. But that's what makes it really tough. When people actually, because now the world of gambling has changed with sports betting, when people do the sports betting thing, they have to pull the emotion out of that when they are looking at their team, the team that they root for. That becomes a really tough scenario. If the Cowboys won it, it would just be, and of course I'm married to a huge Cowboy fan. The Cowboys gave me great breaks in my career. I can't tell you how awesome the Cowboys treated me. I used to fly with the Dallas Cowboys, and so many still will do come on shows with me and whatnot. And I do have such a soft spot. I do. It's so odd in a way, growing up in Philly, but I have such a great soft spot for the Cowboys. But I think the 49ers, I mean, Jerry Jones said it. The Super Bowl he was on his weekly show, and he said the road to the Super Bowl runs through the 49ers. And you saw what happened last year with the 49ers in Dallas. And in a way, this is also motivation for the Dallas Cowboys, right, because of last year. But I just think that the 49ers are going to be just a little bit too tough, and I think it's going to be close. I'm going to say that the final score is going to be 24 to, I'm going to say 24 to 20. So I'm like right there with Pete. I think the Niners win it, but oh, it'd be shocking. If I mean, not shocking that they're not capable of doing it, but just watching how this team has just gotten that much better, the 49ers, they're going to be tough. But you know what? They lost to the Cardinals, but they were at Arizona. They lost to the Cardinals, remember, in the third game of the season, 28-16, the Cowboys, you know, when they got throttled. And this is different, though. So Patriots are a different team than the 49ers. Jets are a different team than the 49ers. Giants, that blowout and that rainy game. Different. We'll see. I think it's going to be a really good one. All right, we have a lot of people that are trying to email me, or they're emailing me because I've got my email open. So I'll go to some of those. You can get to me that way quickly, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. And I'll make sure that I've got your guess in. Like, I got this one from Will. Kate, I have one eye open and I'm working, but I'm going to go against what I heard earlier. I'm going to say the Cowboys win it. I think they win it 27 to 24. And then besides Will, we have another one here from Max. He frequently emails us. I have never done this before, but I'm going to do this whole pick'em thing, and I'm going to say that San Francisco wins, and your final score in this one is 32 to 28. Ooh, 32 to 28. Defense getting a little bit shredded, I guess, on both sides of the ball. Max, we got you, and I've got one more here. There's more come in. That's okay. And this one is from Mary, and she says, hey, I got to represent besides you, Kate, and I think the Cowboys win it. I think it's a big game for them, and I'm going to say that the Cowboys win it 24 to 21. Nice. All right, we will see. It's crazy how fast. Isn't it crazy how fast time flies? I say this all the time. But, I mean, here we are, knock, knock, knock. Fifth game of the season, week 5. So it's either going to be one or the other when it's all said and done. The 49ers or the Dallas Cowboys. Good luck to everybody who tried to nail the score. In the meantime, happy thoughts, good times, people, and I wish you big successes.
This is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Dennis. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.